Okay, today is Daf Lamed Ches. We are a little behind. We're in Lamed Zayit Amud Beis. Where exactly did we stop?
Mayhavi
Allah. Okay, so we said like this. There was a discussion about Breira, right? That's where we ended off. Breira. Much is good topic. It's almost up there with Piggle.
It's up there.
It's up there.
One of many much
well, today your
topics.
Head today your head is going to spin. So Mayhavi Allah. What's the bottom line? Ravoshi Amar Yesh Breira. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Breira. Machlokas. Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. Now the Gemara says, Vesavra of Oshia, Yesh Breira? Is there Oshia really hold like that? It can't be. Vatahan, but we learned. Ready for this? Hameis Babayas. There's a maze in the house. The Lo Psachim Harbe. And there are many doorways getting out of the house. Kulam Tameyim. They're all Tameh. Why are they all Tameh? Because since the maze, this is not a lacha that needs a little bit of a gymnastic. Since the maze could go out from any doorway, they're going to take him out. He's not staying in the house forever.
Right.
Although, remember, we had that last time this came up. He's going to bury him right there. But okay, putting that aside. What?
Besides that
scenario, the maze is leaving the house somehow, right? So there's three entrances. Which one? We don't know. All three are tummy. So why don't you wait a half hour and see what happens? I don't know. All three are tummy. Niftach echad mehem. If you actually take the maze out of one, is that what that means? You open one, hu tamei, the kulam taharim. And if you say, we're going to take the mace out of that one, or it's not even a door, you make a doorway, that's the tamei one. Chishev lahot.
And then
the other ones are tahar.
Yeah.
What does that mean, tahar? Let's say you have a keli right in the entranceway. Right on the threshold, your cup is sitting there. So did that cup become tumas ohel? It depends. If they're all tamei, yes. And if not, not. Right? Otherwise, it's not kavina. The only nafkavina is if it's a keli right under the threshold. Otherwise, what's the difference? Right? Now, chishev lo tziyav echad mehen. If you thought to yourself, well, I'm going to take it out of that one. That's the best one. I'm going to take it out of that one. Oh, or bechalon sheyeshbo arba al arba. Or there's a window 4x4, and you'd rather use that window, and you had in mind to use that window. Matzeles ala psachim kula. So then all the other entrances get saved. All the other entrances get saved. And only the one you said, you know, listen, maybe it was obvious, or you said, or that was the only one that was big enough, or whatever it is. Once you did that, it's all good. All the rest of them get saved. Now, one second. Now, there's a detail machlokas. Beishame omrim, v'huch shechishev olav ad shalo yamas hameis. That can only happen before the person died. In other words, you see that someone, he's on his deathbed, he's about to die, and you tell everyone, you know, the every entrance in the house, we can't fit it through, we can't fit the coffin through, only that one. All this had to happen before the person passed away. But he'll, no, afkashiyam is ames, even if the person died already. What are they arguing about? I don't know, my braver. Vidmar Allah, Amr of Oshia, Latiris apsachim, Mikan lahaba, and not only that, you will make the entrances tahar going forward. Mikan lahaba in lemafreya lo, not from an hour before. In other words, 9 o'clock in the morning, somebody puts a kli on entrance number one. 10 o'clock in the morning, everybody realizes this person is about to pass away. 11 o'clock in the morning, he passes away. 12 noon, they take him out of entrance B. That kli tamei? Yes. Why? Then at 1 o'clock, somebody puts another kli there. That kli's tar. Right? But the kli for 9 o'clock in the morning is tamei. Why? You don't say breira. Not retroactive. So what do you see? The Rav Oshia, the Baal Memra of this, doesn't hold from breira. What do you mean he does? How could you say he does? So the Gemara says, you're right. Apech, switch the names around. Rav Oshia Amar Ein Breira. Rav Yochanan Amar Yesh Breira. Rav Yochanan holds from Breira. Now the Gemara says, Rav Yochanan holds from Breira? Also doesn't hold from Breira. When we Yitzli Rav Yochanan Breira, does Rav Yochanan even hold from Breira? Amar Rav Yochanan, V'asi Amar Rav Yochanan. Now, when a father passes away, he's got two kids, two boys, how do you look at that Yerusha? What's the issue? So the father passes away. Half the stuff goes to Reuven, and half goes to Shimon. What's the Shiloh? No, that's not how you look at it. Hachin, or it could be like this. Or you can look at it as following. Reuven gets everything, and then sells half to Shimon. Right? Shimon gets everything, and sells half to Reuven. You could look at it like that. Now, why on earth would you look at it like that? It's such a complicated way to look at it, because you have some benefits. Achin shachalku, achin that are splitting up a Yerusha, lukuchotein. They're both considered as if they are buyers. They're buyers of their father's, they're considered by anything. It's the Yerusha. They're considered buyers. What does that mean? Umachzirin zela zebi yovel. And the yovel goes back. I guess to the estate. The point is, it's not forever.
So they lose
it. What? Well, they lose it and they get it right back.
Oh, so it comes back.
Who else is it going to, right?
That's what I'm saying. Right?
What?
What's the benefit of losing it and getting it back?
What's the benefit of losing it and getting it back? I don't know.
By making them like buyers, you have all these problems. I mean, they have to acquire it, they have to be cornered, well, you have all sorts of issues.
Right. Right, but the, I know, I know. So we said by what?
It's not a whole machlekes between the two of the Yarshim also.
I know, so I'm not exactly sure the details of this, but the point is, you don't say Brera. If you would say Brera, then you would say retroactive, it was decided, that's my half and that's your half. No, we don't say that. Every 50 years it goes again. Every Yovel, we redo it. It's obviously not Brera. So what do you see? Whatever the pratim of this are, I don't know. What? So we had, but we said by masses of shekel, if it's the estate, then you could be cheap and you don't have to give that extra kalbon that right. They have to give each person. All right, they save as a nickel. But over here, I don't know what the.
You're talking about big money.
Yeah, I don't know what the benefit. I don't know like why would the halach would be this way, but it's not for now. But the point is, you don't hold from Brera, because if you held from Brera, you wouldn't say this. V'chi tema. Ki lesh le'el Rabbi Yochanan Brera. B'da'araisa, when does Rabbi Yochanan not hold from Brera? That's about Da'araisa. Like Yerusha. You know, ownership, whatever. Avo b'da'rabanan islay. But in the case of Da'rabanan, like what? What's the case of Da'rabanan? Like the Tchum that we had before, from yesterday, the Tchum case, it's Da'rabanan, Tchum from Da'rabanan. Then islay would hold from it. So Gemara says, one second, b'da'rabanan mi islay, does he really hold from it? Fa'atari ayo. Ayo said the following, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein adam masnal shnei dvarim ke'echad. You can't make two eruvs. You can't make two eruvs. Ella im bachacham lemizrach im muvah lemizrach lemayrav eruvah lemayrav. You can't say, I'm going to make an eruv over there. I don't know. I know there's a chacham coming. I know there's a guest speaker coming. I know he's coming. I know he's coming to the other town. I just don't know which town. He's going to the Mizrach town or the Mayrav town. And I want to walk, and it's within, it's not 2,000 amas away, but it's 4,000 amas away. So I'll make an Erev and I'll be able to go. I'll make one by Mizrach, one by Ma'ariv, and I'm good. You can't do that. Right? V'ilu kan l'ka, you can make one in the Mizrach, you can make one in the Ma'ariv. V'ilu kan kan lo. But not in both places. V'avinan ba, maishna l'kan ulakan. How come, what's the difference? Right? What's the difference? My kan, l'kan kan d'lo. Why can't I do it on both directions? The ain brera. Right? There's no brera. Right. What?
Otherwise, it would be a pure base of brera.
Correct. No.
I thought you actually are allowed, and then you make a t'nai.
One second.
We're not finished. No, if you make a t'nai, right? If he's coming in the Mizrach, then that Erev is good. And if he's coming in the Ma'ariv, then that Erev is good. That's brera.
Right.
That's a t'nai. You can call it whatever you want. It's a brera. That you don't do.
And what do you mean? I thought you do it.
No, you can make one in the Mizrach, and so the Gemara is going to ask.
And off he comes in.
Right. Vavinaba. Maishna lakana lakan delo. The ain brera. We don't know from brera. So Mizrach umayrav nami ain brera. Then one Erev is also brera. I made an Erev there, hoping he's going to show up. It's also brera. So, what?
You're not obligated, just because you put an air there, you're not obligated to take the walk.
I know, but you took away any walking on the other side.
So what?
By making an air there. Okay. Even though you don't have to use it, you don't have to avail yourself of it, but by doing it, you ruin the other side. So the answer is, if you want, we can read this whole long Rashi, gigantic, not just so gigantic, Rashi explains, we'll read the top Rashi. The Kasal Kadaita, the Gemara thinks, the Zimnin, the sometimes, lo ba, the Chacham lo ba, ad la achar ben ashmashas. How come you don't know? The answer is, because the Chacham's late. So he shows up after ben ashmashas. How is he allowed to do that? We learned in Erevin, you can't travel like that. Kigon, shechash chalo, besach ha-tchum. Now he was already within the tchum. Sheva'ot samakom, be-beis ha-medrash. He's already within, you know, eyesight, earshot of the base of Medrash, or betok dal alpayim, or he's within 4,000 already. For makir ilon o gader, and he recognizes a tree or a fence. L'sof alpayim l'makom shechash chalo v'omar shevisasi tachtav, and he says that's my space. We said we learned in Erevin you could do such a thing. It's all good. The yochel halach meshechashecha dal ala amaos k'da'omar be'Erevin. Fine. Hilkach. Therefore, that's talking about how the chacham can do this. Hilka, hecha de b'shas kinyas erev lo asi chacham lahu asra. At the time you made your erev, Friday afternoon, the chacham still wasn't even here, it wasn't even around. V'hadar asa, and now he showed up. Mi yemar de kana hahu erev l'mafreya. Can you get a retroactive erev? Dilma chacham ben hashmashas lo hayadaito l'volakan. Maybe he wasn't going to come to here. Maybe he's on the other side. You have no clue. If not, without relying on Breira, there's no way. It's retroactively decided he was coming from the Mizrach. And that doesn't work. So what's the difference? One Erev? Why does one Erev work?
He's making two
Erevs. Because I don't know where he's coming. So how could that work? It's Breira. So if that's true, one Erev is also Breira. The Gemara answers, no. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan kvar ba chacham. Now the chacham already showed up. He already showed up. You didn't know. So he's only coming in the Mizrach side, or he's not coming. So you put an Erev there. When you get to shul in the morning, somebody will say, yeah, he came. That's not Brira. That is just, you didn't know. You lacked the facts.
Clarification.
It's a clarification. That's not Brira. That's okay. That's okay. Karbochacham, the Chacham already came. Alma, what do you see? Less Rabbi Yochanan Breira. The Rabbi Yochanan who said this entire story doesn't hold from Breira. Because when there were heirs on both sides, he said no. Why? Because it's a Breira problem. So you see, he doesn't hold from Breira. Talking about one heir if it was good, that wasn't Breira. That was Vadai. You just didn't know. So then we said, Rabbi Yochanan can't hold from Breira. Rabbi Yochanan can't hold from Breira. So we switched to that. So the Gemara says like this, El Olam Lo Tepel. Don't switch it around. Now Rav Oshia doesn't hold from Breira. Rav Oshia holds from Breira. We brought the case of the Tumah. So how can you tell me he holds from Breira? V'chi Lesle, Rav Oshia Breira, B'dar Raisa. Yeah, on Dar Raisa level, he doesn't hold from Breira. B'avel B'dar Rabbanon, Isle. B'dar Rabbanon, he does hold from Breira. And Darash Marzutra, Halacha Rav Oshia. Halacha Zak Rav Oshia. Okay, now we have a little easy Gemara, and then the Gemara gets very hard. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said like this, Shar Shal Patam, a Shar of a Patam, which is a guy who fattens up the oxen for you. I guess he's some kind of, you know, preparer of the food. Harehu Karagli Kol Adam. He has the Erev of every person. Shar Shal Roeh, the Shar of a Roeh, Harehu Karagli Osoir. He has the shepherd, has the tchum of the guys who give him the oxen to watch. Okay, that was easy. Now we get from these two dots to the next two dots. It's also easy. Hashal kli mechaver me'erev yontif. So we said, if you borrow a kli on erev yontif, right, then whose erev does it go by? The borrower. So pshita, isn't that obvious? Not obvious. I borrow a kli from you today. So now Shavuot's time, it doesn't go by my next Shabbos. I mean, what's going on here? So Gemara says, no, lo tshmichad shlo maschilu el b'yantif. No, but I only gave it to you on Yantif. You asked for it a month ago. I show up on Shavuot, here it is. Here's the pot you wanted. Malzim, I would have thought, la b'rishusi ukme. It's not really in your rishus. Why? Because I brought it over on Yantif. Kamash, no, we don't say that. And the borrower, it becomes the borrower's.
Because you asked for it before.
Mesailei le Rabbi Yochanan, da'am Rabbi Yochanan, hasho al kli mechadeiru me'erev yantif, af al pi shel anosno lo ela bi yantif, harehu kiragle hashoel, it follows the shoel. Then we said, bi yantif kiragle hamashil. But if you ask for it on yantif, and I give it to you on yantif, then it goes by the erev of the lender. So pshita, that's also pashit. Lo tzricha, the case is the ragel v'shal minay. Now this guy always borrows stuff from you. So he always borrows stuff from you. So ma'adatema, I would have thought. Did Bereshu say, kamokim lay? Maybe it goes into the rishus of the borrower. After all, it's like he's always borrowing stuff from you. He gives it back a month later, 2 months later. It's all very, very, it's a very Hamish relationship. So I would have thought, okay, so he asked for it on Yom Tov. But really, he always asks for stuff. So maybe we should go by him. No, we don't say that. Kamash Malan, Meimar Amar, Dilba Mishkach Ina Shachrina Vasil Vashalmini. Maybe the guy found someone else to go nudge all day long. He left me alone already. So therefore, now he shows up at my house on Yom Tov. It doesn't go by the borrower. It goes by the lender. Okay. V'chein, Ha'isha Sheshal Mechaverta. Okay? Then we said that when a woman borrows stuff from her friend, then we said, look, food, it's a little bit different. Why? We said it goes to the area of both of them. Why? Because you supplied the pot, I supplied the dough, you supplied the salt, so it's all mixed up. Right? We said it's all mixed up. Remember we said that yesterday? It's all mixed up. So Kisalak Rav Ava.
But they're both shutters, what's the longings, right?
What?
But they're both shutters in the thing because each one supplied something.
What do you mean they're not shutters? I come over to you, can I borrow some salt? You said, yeah, here's some salt.
But it's all going to the same container.
No.
That's what he's saying. He's saying to
what?
By food.
That was the case, no?
No.
That's what he's saying.
No,
that's what
we said. What did the Mishnah say? Go back to the Mishnah.
V'chein, or isha
sheshalta mechaverta. A woman borrows tavlin, spices, mayim, umelach, li'isasa, for her dough. She's
right.
Baking. Oh, I left out some, I need some pepper.
Right.
Tell one of your kids, go borrow the pepper. Fine, no problem. She comes back with pepper. She puts the pepper in the pot.
Right.
Now, the whole thing goes by the both of us. Why? Because my pepper's in your pot. Right? So why is that? Why is that shutfus? So we said because you can't separate it. Right? Now, the introduction to this Gemara, I don't know what it's doing here. Kisalak Rav Ava, when Rav Ava came, right? When he came to from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said, Yehei Rava, De'ema, Milsa, De'tiskabel. Yehi Ratzon, that I should say something that they should like. The Chacham should like what I say. Kisalak, when he got there, Ashkechel Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanan, Bar Papi, Rabbi Zera. He found the following three people: Va'amrula, Rabbi Avu, Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, Va'amrule. Some say it was different people. It was Rabbi Avu, Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, V'itrak Navcha, V'yasvi, Vika Amri. Amai, why is it true? They asked the following question: why is it true that in this case it becomes the shutuf of both of you? Why? Levatel Mayim Umelach Lagabi Isa. Whatever you borrowed is bittel berov. What did you borrow? You borrowed some salt. It's bottle in this whole pot of a whole chalent over here. Why isn't it bottle? That was the question they asked. What do you mean? It goes by her? She put in 1% of the not even 1%, the 0.5% she contributed? Why is she get half the Erev? That was the question they asked.
And furthermore, even though we call it borrow, it's not borrowing, it's a gift.
I know. So Amar, I know, you're right, but the Gemara is going to allude to that on number base, but the bottom line is that it's still, because Hilchas Eir, so whose tchum is it under? That's still a question. So we're going to have it later in the week about giving away food, you'll see. So Amalahu Ravava, so Ravava's so excited, he made Ihi Ratzon, but I should say they should like it. He says the following. Hare, 1 second, what are you talking about? Hare, Shenes Arev lo kav chitin ba'asara kavin chitin shel chavero. One kav gets, I drop one kav of my stuff into 10 kavs of my neighbor's stuff. Hare yochal halav v'chadi? Well, he could eat that now and be happy? What do you mean bittel? What kind of bittel is that? You hear what he responded back? Let's do the Rashi on top. V'yismach b'davar? You should be happy? Shelo amalbo? You got an extra kav, you didn't work for it. There's no amelus for that kav. Kach zu ain shma bittel. Mikan, that's not bittel. Howel, since, vikanu hamayim shivisa etzla. Right? He got the water there. The halo kashalon, mishum shaha she'ilton la. And when you ask for something, oh, then shenosnan bimatana, yei mutter. That should change anything? Daha Amar Biyantin Hareu Kiregel Hamashil Dabasa Benashmashlin Vikikasha Lahu Mishumi Uta Viruba Kakasha Lahu. In other words, In other words, understand. I have a I find your dollar bill, and I put it in my wallet. Oh, it's bittul, and the rest of the dollar bill's in my wallet. Who kind of thing is that?
Yeah, but how do you know it belongs?
Let's say you know. Well, you know the salt belongs to somebody. The question was, why is it a bittul? What do you mean, why is it a bittul? Of course, it's not bittul. There's no such thing as bittul by mammon. That's a general rule. There's no bittul by mammon. What I find your gold watch. No, not gold watch. I find your some food item.
Right. Okay.
Wheat.
Right.
I bring it home. I stick it in my closet. You come back. By the way, Menachem, you found my wheat? No, it's bittul barov. It's in my closet now. It's barov and all my other stuff. You don't see that.
Yeah, but if I have make the main ingredient, you don't go look every single little condiment and make a
broth. That was the question. The question was, why is it a bittul? The answer is no bittul by mominus.
But if you know,
that's what he answered. Know. 1 minute. Achaychu Allah. They laughed at him. They laughed at him when he said that.
No,
so Amar Lahu Glutzichi Shikli, you're laughing at my cloak? Is that what that means? You're laughing at my cloak?
Yeah.
Hadar Achi left at him again.
No, have I taken your cloak?
Have I taken your cloak? He made some line and they laughed at him again. Now I said, why this is all here, I don't know.
Why? Because it's talking about the same food.
No, okay. His prayer is inappropriate, what you mean.
Okay. Amar Rav Hoshea. So Rav Hoshea comments. Shapir avod achichola. You did the right thing by laughing at him, because what he said is not right. You were right for laughing. Why? Maishna chitin bisaorin deloka amalahu. Why isn't it true? Maishna chitin bisaorin deloka amalahu. Why? When he gave an answer. What was his answer? He said, if a kav of chitin falls into 10 kav, what, do you get to keep it? Because of bittul, you get to keep the other guy's stuff. Because of bittul, why didn't he say, if my neighbor's barley falls into my wheat, I get to keep it? No, he used the case of wheat and wheat. Why did he do that? What? No, he used the case of wheat. He said, "What do you mean? Why isn't there bittul? I'll tell you why. What if one kav of wheat falls into 10 kav of wheat? You get to keep it." Because of bittul? Of course not. So they laughed at him. Oh, it's a good thing they laughed at him. Because what did he say? He said wheat fell into wheat. Why didn't he say barley fell into wheat? Why didn't he say that? Shapir avad achichulei. You did the right thing by laughing. Maishna de chitin b'sorin de loka amalahu. Why didn't he say wheat fell into barley or barley fell into wheat? Why not? The havelim min b'she'en omino. Because then it would have been min she'en omino. Umin b'she'en omino bittul. Min b'she'en omino is bottle. Chitin b'chitin nami. Nihi de lo b'yehuda lo bottle. According to b'yehuda, it's not bottle. L'rabbanon, mevatel bottle. It certainly is bottle. Okay, therefore,
We hold
only Rabbi Yehuda holds like that. We don't hold like that. So he was saying, what was his answer back? His answer back was that min b'mino's bottle. That's not an answer. And therefore, we laughed at him, and we were right for laughing at him. Right? In other words, why doesn't the water and the salt become bottle? He didn't answer it.
Water and salt's not b'mino.
What?
It doesn't matter.
All the more so. Everyone holds if it's min b'she'en omino, it's bottle. Everyone holds. Even Rabbi Yehuda holds that. He only holds min b'mino, it's not bottle. Why does he hold that? That's not for now.
I understand why this whole thing comes to a bittul issue. Why does this come down to a bittul issue?
That's how he started the question. The question was, why doesn't the salt become bottle? So he answered back, what do you mean, why doesn't it become bottle? What, if my stuff falls into your stuff, it becomes bottle?
No.
It's your stuff.
Yeah, I
understand. So they laughed at him. It's a good thing you laughed at him. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He said a case of min bimino. Right? He gave a case of min bimino. Now, if he would have given a case of min b'she'en omino, then everybody would be busy with a machlokas. But he said min bimino. I'm sorry. We hold that min b'mino is batel, and min b'shenim is also batel. So what kind of answer did he give? He didn't give an answer. Amalei Rav Safra. So now Rav Safra says to Rav Oshia, right? Rav Oshia is the one who said, it's a good thing they laughed at him. Now Rav Safra says to Rav Oshia, Moshe, he calls him Moshe, like, you're a great person. Shapra kamarta. What? Well, you said makes sense. Well, you're proud of yourself. You laughed at him. That makes sense? Delo shmil hu ha'da amr v'chiyah mikutuf tsa'a mishmei derav. Didn't you hear what he said? This tzaddik, this amora? Haborer tsroros migrono shel chaveiro. If somebody removes pebbles from the storehouse of someone else, in other words, Reuven goes into Shimon's storehouse and starts removing the pebbles from the wheat. Now, those pebbles are not worth anything. However, they make the wheat a little heavier. So you can charge a little more money for there. And I guess it's part of the process. It's a common known in the industry. When you buy wheat, there might be some pebbles in there. But no, Reuven's a big tzaddik. He went to Shimon's and took them all out. Why did he do that? I don't know. Anyway, chayev l'shalom d'mei chitim. Reuven has chayev to pay Shimon the difference. You could have gotten $110. You only got $100 now. Why? Because you made it lighter. You got to pay him $10. Alma, what do you see from here? Kila chasera. You made it less. Even though those pebbles aren't worth anything. Nobody goes to a store and says, I want to buy some pebbles. Nobody does that.
But arguably, the wheat's worth more because it's a higher quality.
Why?
Right.
So we're assuming that won't happen. Even if it's worth more individually, he still was a loss for him, right? You have to figure that out. It still was a loss for him. It's a good point.
Where
I think that
I don't understand.
What?
I don't understand.
What?
The pebbles are in there by happenstance.
They're grown that way. That's what happens.
Therefore, so therefore the weight is really not the accurate weight anyway.
What?
It's not the accurate weight because it's got pebbles.
That's what I said, but in the industry, but in the industry, it's sold like that.
Why should you have to pay him if he took
because
it?
Because in the industry, that's how it's done. That's how it's done. That's how it's done.
Nobody's going to eat that anyway.
It doesn't matter.
Hey, look, Hachanami Kila Chaseira. So too over here, you've ruined it. You've made it lower. Says Rashi, Bibne Shechaser Midaso. Because you lowered the weight, Mishchaivli. You have to pay. Afagaf Delo Midi Shav. Even though they're not worth anything. Doesn't matter. You made them, you cost them a loss. The Kolshkein Mayim Umelach Delo Batli Bimu Utaihu. So too, the salt doesn't become batal. Why? Dimidi De Taimehu Mishum Chiyuva De Mamona Lo Batal Bimiyute. So it doesn't become batal. It's my stuff in your pot. It doesn't become batel. Why are you laughing at him? He's right. You hear? Amalei Abaya. So Abaya says back. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya says back. Velo shani lamar. Velo shani le lamar. Bein mamon sheyesh lo tovin. Lamamon sheein bo tovin. Don't you make a distinction between money where someone has a claim to money where no one has a claim? Like, for example, what does that mean? How can you say, this is what Marcel said earlier, how can you say that it's not bottle because it's my stuff? I gave it to you. I don't have a claim in it. You can I borrow it? Here, go give it to hate. What kind of, there's no claim. Don't you make a distinction between money where there's a claimant and money where there's no claimant? Who's claiming it? The person who owns the salt? But he gave it to the guy. He gave it to the neighbor. What do you want from the guy? He doesn't have a claim in it. He asked, can I borrow some salt? Here, by all means. What do you mean now? Oh, he's going to come back and say, I want compensation. You stole my salt? There's no bittul in salt. He gave it to him. Says the Gemara, Amalei. He says back. So Rashi says, Amalei, Rav Safra says to Abaya. I don't know where Rav Safra came from. Umishum de'ein lo tovin paka shem emonamine v'noch li'batul. Well, just because there's no claimant, the money becomes batul? That's not true. V'chitayim de'batul barov. Whether or not bittel applies depends on whether or not someone has an owner. That's not true. Why? Al tamecha the amar of chista. Listen to this. Nevela meat, butla b'shchuta. Nevela meat can become bottle in shechted meat. I have 10 kosher hot dogs and one non-kosher hot dog. It becomes bottle, right? Lefi she'i efshel l'shchuta shetiyasa nevela. It's impossible for a piece of meat that's shechted to turn bad. It's impossible. It's impossible. However, shechuta, let's say you have a piece of shechted meat. Eino betela binevela. It doesn't become batel in nevela meat. Why? Lefisha efshar binevela shete'ase shechet. Because nevela can turn into shechita meat. It can't turn into shechita meat. But what can happen is, once the nevela meat becomes unedible, it's not usher anymore. Now you can't eat that because it's not edible.
Yeah.
But it loses its shame isher. What's the nafkamina? Regarding bittel. Okay? In Metzias, right? The point is, it becomes... What?
It does. You have a hot dog over there, you're able to eat the hot dog.
Right. The point is, it's min bimino,
exactly.
And then it's not batel. That's the point. Hachanami. Dechi itzle bailim. Hachanami, so here too. Hachanami, here too. Meaning, if an avela meat becomes dechi itzle bailim, lo batla. It wouldn't become batel. Right?
One second.
What does that mean? 1 second. Hachanami, it's a question. Hachanami, the chiyisle bailim, lo batla? And 1 second. And what if there's an owner? Then it won't become batl? Right? When the nevela goes into the shchuta, which we said there is bittl, right? We said there is bittl there, right? Why? Because the shchita meat is never getting undone. The shchita meat, the kosher meat is never getting undone. So what if someone owns the tree of meat? Hachanami, the chiyisle bailim, lo batla? It's not going to be bittel. That's not true. In other words, it has nothing to do with ownership and not ownership. It has nothing to do with a claimant or not. It has nothing to do with all that. And if you're going to tell me, no, it's true. You're right. You're right. If the nevela had bialim, there would not be bittel. Why? Because there's a claimant. If that's true, Vatanya, Amar B'yochanan ben Uri, Chefte Hefker, Chafatim that belong to Hefker, Konan Shavisa, Afa Bishain Lan Bailam. Some cop out in the field has a tchum. What's its tchum? 2,000 ounces. Where you found it. I don't want to claim it. Doesn't make a difference. Domin Kamishi Yeshlo Bailam. We can treat it as if it has an owner. So just because someone doesn't have an owner, something is ownerless, doesn't mean it doesn't have any halachas. Doesn't mean that. Amalei, here's the answer. Mika Medamis Isura Limamona. Can you compare Isser to Mammon? Isura, bottle, Mimona, low bottle. Money does not become bottle. Isurim do. Right? So if you have a fork, and somehow you one of your kids traced it up, and then it fell to all your 1,000 other forks, it's okay, it's bottle. That's a question of whether it's davar sheyesh lomad. If you have to go to the mikveh, you can just redo them all. Putting that aside, right? When it comes to Isser, we say bittle. The hot dog fell into the kosher hot dogs, you can eat it. 100%. Okay, there's a chumra, take one out, all so good. But money, what my stuff fell to your stuff, now you get to keep it all. Because it's bittel? Of course not.
So why is it okay by the ingredients?
That's exactly why the question was. Why don't we say bittel? Because there's no bittel when it comes to money. There's no bittel. Now, you gave it as a press, that's a different story.
Right.
So then maybe he's not going to claim it. Not going to claim it back. But that doesn't mean that it's bittel. Whether or not there's a claimant has nothing to do with the halachas of bittel. Okay, I'm not going to ask for it back. But, it's enough of her item that the tchum is governed by both of us. You hear? The tchum is governed by both of us. Why? Because my salt. It's bottle. There's no bittel by stuff. I gave it. Fine. I don't have to pay you for it. I don't have to pay you back for it. You gave it as a gift. You don't care. You let that go. That's fine. But my tchum is shayach to that pot of chal, because my salt's in there.
Nathan, here I come.
What?
Nathan, pass on, here I come.
Okay. What?
Mix them up.
Yeah, we're not gonna get to the mishnah. We're gonna get to the to that. Now, the time of Mai. What's the reason for this? Right? Why don't we say bittel? Why don't we say bittel in the end of the day? So Amar Abaya said, Shema Gzeira, it's a Gzeira. Shema Ta'asa Isa B'Shutfis. I'm not sure what this Gzeira is. Maybe if we say that there's no Bittel, you'll come to do it as a Shutfis. I'm not sure what that means. What does that mean? Jere Shem Yasa B'Shutfitz. What does that mean?
They want to make sure that you don't not partner. Yeah.
What?
Not partnered up. So what if you go down to the home?
She makes the dough in partnership with her friend, and she may think she can carry whatever she wants.
Fine. Rava Amar, Tavlin L'Taima Avidi, Tavlin with the spices, V'Taima Lo Batel, that doesn't become Batel. Rashi said they both said the same thing, they just use different words. And Rav Ashi Amar, Mishum Dehavi Le'Davar She'yesh Lo Matirin. It's a Davar She'yesh Lo Matirin, it'll become Mutter tomorrow. V'Chal Davar She'yesh Lo Matirin, Afilu Be'Elef Lo Batel. It's not. There's no bittul. No davar sheyesh lo matirin. Because the whole thing is about the tchum, so they only last during Yom Tov. Okay. Should we get to the Mishnah?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Rabbi Yehuda poter mayim. He said, no, not water. Not mayim in water. Yes. In other words, only water he matired. Melach lo. I have a time. Rabbi Yehuda omer mayim umelach betelin bein beisa bein bekadera. But he said water and salt, both of them. Lo kasha. Ha b'melach sedomus. That what when he talked about that the melach is bottle, he's talking about melach sedomus, which is fine salt. Ha, the melach is terokinus. This was talking about very coarse salt, which doesn't become bottle because you can stare right at it. Vatanya, I vatanya b'da omer mayu melach b'telim b'isa v'im b'telim b'kadela b'kadera b'dnei rutva because of the rotev, right? Lokasha, ha, the Mishnah that said that according to Yehuda the mayim is bottle and the kadera is ba'ava. Thick again, ha biraka. And when does it become batal? When it's very, very soft, and then it gets swallowed up in there, and you don't notice it. All right, we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody, have a good day.
Right.